Simon & Schuster Audio presents an Inner Traditions audiobook, Enlightened Dog Training, Becoming the Peaceful Alpha Your Dog Needs and Respects, by Jesse Sternberg, read by the author. Note to the listener, there are several figures which you'll find in the supplemental PDF that accompanies this audiobook. You can download this supplement from your audiobook provider. If you don't see it, reach out to your audiobook provider for assistance. Dedication. With love to my pack, Noah and Jordan. Prologue. It was 6:30 a.m. on a Friday morning, and I was already in the zone. The crisp air of the Canadian autumn left a sting on my cheeks from the walk into work with my furry business partner, the inspiration behind everything. My beloved 4-year-old sheepdog, Madel. At that time of day, I felt perfectly comfortable allowing my sleepy companion to roam the sidewalk behind me unleashed. She followed me loyally, ignoring the garbage wrappers, squirrels, and joggers that used to tempt her with far too much excitement for my liking. I trusted her, and she trusted me. I made a point of not watching her like a hawk. Had I done that, my body language would have told her that she was doing something wrong and resonated the feeling of fear. This would have accomplished nothing but diluting my peaceful alpha power. Though I kept my back turned on Madel for the majority of the walk, I wasn't being mindless. I could hear her collar jingling as she moved faster or slower, depending on what her nose was catching along the way. My shaggy guru had earned that kind of freedom with me. I knew that I could call her to come to me at any moment. I also knew that she was very likely to make a deposit somewhere, and that I would need to be picked up. So even though it appeared as if I was aloof, a genuine characteristic of an alpha, my attention was fully locked into the conditions of the present moment. As usual, I meditated while I walked. My posture was tall and relaxed, and my feet kissed the earth with each step. My movements flowed with a rhythmic grace, and my heart-mind was reverberating in a yummy coherence of benevolence. This is how animals move when they're feeling tranquil. So naturally, this is how a peaceful alpha ought to move as well. How else can we demonstrate to our dogs that we speak the secret language of dogs? Little did I know it at the time, but my work with canines was transforming me. I was becoming a very sophisticated animal myself, and in doing so, I was becoming supernatural. By 6:45 a.m., like clockwork, we'd make our way down the narrow alleyway that led to the back entrance of my shop. I loved entering the store at this hour. It was always so quiet, clean, and zen-like. I unlocked the door, turned on the lights, and went across the street to grab a quick coffee. Technically, we didn't open until 7 a.m., but oftentimes I'd
Sample complete. Ready to continue?